before we get to some other random football stuff, Ben, you said you got something controversial you would like
what
to bring
it?
Up. And the stage is yours. The podium is
yeah,
yours.
Thank
Go
you,
for it.
Thank you. I heard you guys talk about this, and I was out of town when the news sort of broke, and I never really got a chance to talk about it. But it's something that in this day and age with football really drives me crazy, is this idea that somehow Aaron Hernandez now, with that whole story with his lawyer saying that he had a severe or massive case of CTE when they did his autopsy. And all of a sudden now, this national attention goes from, here's a guy that I don't think anybody was concerned with as far as being no longer with us. He's a straight up piece of crap, turd, that killed a bunch of people and ended up taking his own life in prison. I think everybody's fine with that, all right? Whatever. And now all of a sudden, because of CTE is so easy to pick on with NFL players and football, that he's a victim all of a sudden. Well, here's a guy that was a gang-banging thug his whole life, and now it's football's fault because he had CTE, as if CTE is like this... it's like this devil inside of him. He had no idea. He has no control. It took over his body. It's like this enigma that like takes over. And like all of a sudden, well, it's because of football. The devil came inside of him and took over. And that's why he killed Odin Lloyd. But go back and look at his life. Nobody wants to talk about his life. At 16 years old, his dad dies. Sends him into a whirlwind. His mom, even at a young age in high school, said he was very, very angry. His high school coach is on record saying, I had major concerns about him. In high school, before his first football game at Florida, he got into a dispute with a waiter at a bar or at a restaurant and punched the guy in the ear and broke his eardrum. Never got charged. NFL scouts came through and said, ooh, geez, we don't know if we can draft this guy very high because we have very serious concerns about his multiple failed drug tests and the people that he hangs out with and his behavior problems. But no, let's not talk about that because all of a sudden now we have this convenient excuse that CTE, which has its own biased research, and there are multiple national neurologists and neurosurgeons that are stopping short of saying there's any plausible connection, saying like, whoa, 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 whoa. We need to figure out more about what's going on with CTE. There are some players that have it. There's a lot of players that don't have it. There's never been a national study done on a global scale that charts CTE with the general population. Let me put it this way. When people die, as far as the general population, car accident, cancer, what have you, the family has to tell the doctors in the coroner to do an autopsy for CTE. So guess what? We don't even know what the general population looks like when it comes to CTE. So we have a very extremely biased case studies only done on football players and only done on players and people that have experienced behavioral and cognitive issues. So that takes me to this point that it drives me nuts. And I love that we have this music playing behind it because it's my type of music.
Oh, fine. Here, hang on. I got something for you.
It makes it all the more ominous. But there's this assault nationally on just football. Do we need to have a conversation about CTE and we need to have a conversation about concussions? For sure. We need to have that because I have my own kids that are going to be playing sports. I want to know, and for myself, what do I need to be looking out for, if anything at all? But it's this assault on football alone, and that's the thing that pisses me off. It's not just football. Guess what? All these moms and dads that are scared to put their kids in football, go ahead and put them in soccer where there's a higher incidence of concussions in soccer. We don't talk about that. Because that's not convenient. That doesn't resonate with people.
You're encouraged to use your head.
That's not talked about because, well, football's so bad. Well, look at all the collisions. It's so violent. Well, guess what? Soccer has it as well. Field hockey is the number one for women. Even swimming has concussions. Hockey? Gee, in this state, we don't talk about concussions in hockey. Let's not assault hockey. Let's not try to bring down that sport. So... if we're going to have a conversation about CTE and concussions, let's have it on a global scale and not attack one sport. That's the thing that drives me crazy. You're attacking one of the greatest team sports that's ever been designed. Does it have its flaws? Is it perfect? Absolutely not. We saw it with the protests that are going on, you know, throughout the whole year now. Like, football has its own issues, whether it becomes political or not. We don't need this. We don't need this biased, slanted attack on football on unfounded grounds. So that's it. Done.
You are electric.
That's why I play poker.
That's why I love you.
Very,
Ben.
Very little opportunity for concussion.
Video games.
Right? Unless somebody just gets a massive tantrum and just like flips a table and a chair lands on my head.
Awesome.
Otherwise, I'm just going to sit there. I'll probably get some like cholesterol problems or blood pressure problems because I'm not moving enough because I'm just sitting for 10 hours. Very little chance of concussion. I don't like to be physically contacted by anybody.
Right. That's why I play golf, except at Kyle Rudolph's golf tournament where Chad Greenway tackled me. That is a risk of a concussion.
Yeah.
You got one in the snowbank down there when we filled that commercial for TCF Bank Stadium.
Morris still makes fun of me for that. That hurt. My head hurt.
Yeah. So anyway. Aaron did not seem like a nice guy.
No.
He wasn't a good guy.
No, he's so garbage.
Oh, gosh, I feel so bad for him. He had CTE, not his fault. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Do you have any issues when unregistered is the wrong word, but like...
Diagnosed?
Like uncharged at Florida?
Oh,
the program they ran at Florida?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if you read his timeline, a lot of it's like, well, this happened, but he wasn't charged. He's still like...
He's there.
He still did it just because they didn't...
They got
in a bar brawl
in Florida that I think Tebow had to break up.
Well, the one article that I read, the scout was like, trouble always finds this guy. So there's a point where like, okay, maybe you're not being charged with anything, but why are you always in the mix? Like, why is your name and your presence always there in these big things that happen in college? Like, that... You have to start looking at the guy like, he's the problem.
Unless it's CTE. Let me just throw that out there. What if it's CTE?
Right? Yeah.
What if it's football?
I forgot. The CTE is like a marionette inside of his brain that's making him do all this.
But we've learned that now in social discussions. Because that's an option, then it's a 50-50 opportunity. It either is CTE or it's not. It has to be 50-50. It can't be 99-1. It's got to be 50-50. It's either yes or no. So 50% you're right, 50% I'm right. Right? Isn't that how a debate works now on Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, this is an option, so my opinion is just as equal as yours. No, there's facts. Facts get in the way.
Well, and the thing that drives me about CTE is that I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm just saying we know so little about it that it's irresponsible as a society and as media members around the country to have these definitive claims that are truly unfounded. And the thing is, I have actually talked to neurologists about this, people who study this stuff, and they're like, we don't know what they're doing in the media because this is not how we feel as a community. And there's just not enough of us that are like voicing our opinions. And when they do voice their opinions, it's like a small article in some blog site or whatever that nobody sees because it's not major headlines.
Or Dr. Bennett Amalu basically says kids should never play football.
Right. And they would even say that we know that there are some causal things, but we also know that what we don't know is what factors like pharmaceuticals, street drugs, alcohol, prescription drugs, anti-inflammatories, all the things that players have a tendency to put in their bodies, what that does to your brain when you have a concussion and when how to like heal it or what makes it worse, what exacerbates it, there are a lot of things that they just don't know yet, and that's why like stop attacking one sport. If we can have a concussion conversation in a general sense, as opposed to like football's evil, because soccer and hockey and these other rugby, all these other sports have head issues. And then on one side of it, they're like, well, it's football because there's so many more like big traumatic guys getting knocked out, like severe concussions. And they'll talk about those things. But then they also say like, well, it's also the subconcussive hits. It's the small ones that just sort of add up. Well, that's what happens in every sport. Every contact sport has those small concussive hits that don't result in major memory or consciousness loss that we talk about.